This is a tragedy, of course, and one has to indicate that it's not the first time disappearances take place in Zimbabwe. We have had people disappearing. We have had people sometimes involved in accidents which are questionable, whether they were really accidents or staged operations of state security services. So it is something which ought to raise serious concern, but at the same time, not very surprising, because as I've already indicated, this has been a pattern in the administration led by President Gabriel Mugabe. But it is surprising at this moment, because one would have thought that after going through a difficult period where Zimbabwe is trying to really rehabilitate itself and redeem itself, and this is occurring. So it is difficult to tell, but it is a question of factional differences that are within ZANU-PF, but at the same time, ZANU-PF broadly against the rest of any signs of opposition or openness in trying of revealing what is going on in the country.
Looking at, the abduction of Itai Dzamara, having the president as the chairman of the AU and the SADC chair, is this a reflection of what Africa is all about?
It is not, but I believe that it will send contradictory messages. One is that other African countries will say, as long as you are the chair of the AU or chair of the SADC region, we don't want your country to show this kind, because it reflects on Africa, or other people who don't understand Africa and how it operates will use it. And, so we hope that this doesn't continue and ought to be corrected. So there's going to be pressure from other countries on the continent, not all of them, but at least some of them that have more muscle within the AU.